The GOP-dominated Texas House can't seem to move conservative priorities or pro-taxpayer reforms, but they're all in for corporate welfare. It's Tuesday, April 25th, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State, the Texas Minute, with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Hey, thanks for starting your day with the Texas Minute. Public universities wouldn't be allowed to bite the hands that feed them under legislation pending in the legislature. I'll explain more coming up, but first. With early voting underway in local elections across Texas, school districts are asking voters to approve a total of $25 billion in debt finance spending that would be repaid by taxpayers through higher property tax burdens. In Fort Bend Independent School District alone, voters are being asked to approve $1.26 billion in new bond debt, all of which repaid with local property taxes. But this is where things get really expensive. Fort Bend ISD's $1.26 billion bond package would actually cost local taxpayers $2.6 billion when interest is included. Fort Bend ISD, and therefore its taxpayers, already owe $2.3 billion in outstanding debt. That's both the principal and the interest. So how many people will turn out in an election doubling the school's debt? Well, early voting for the bond election in Fort Bend and across the state is underway right now and continues through May 2nd. Election day is Saturday, May 6th. Under legislation passed by the Texas Senate, voluntary prayer and scripture reading would be legalized in public schools. The proposal by Republican Mays Middleton of Galveston passed the Senate along party lines. His legislation required the trustees of school districts and charter schools to have a record vote on a policy providing students and employees with an opportunity to participate in a period of prayer and reading of the Bible or other religious texts on each school day. Middleton said his legislation wouldn't force students to participate in prayer or Bible reading and would require parents or guardians to sign a consent form to allow their student to participate. The time allotted for Bible reading and prayer can't be substituted for instructional class time under the legislation. The measure now goes to the Texas House. So you know the old saying about not biting the hand that feeds you. Well, lawmakers might be teaching that to Texas universities this year. They're considering measures this month that would prohibit Texas university funds from investing with firms that boycott Texas energy. 2 years ago, the legislature prohibited other state agencies from investing with financial firms that boycott companies working in oil and natural gas. Legislation in the House and Senate would extend that prohibition to higher education. At issue are financial firms boycotting investments in reliable energy sources like oil and natural gas under the banner of the left-wing Environmental, Social, and Governance, or ESG, standards. Given that oil and gas revenues generate the dollars that fund higher education, lawmakers and outside experts agree it's wrong for public institutions to invest in boycotts of the energy industry. The Texas Minute will be right back.
The Luke Macias Show is your access to what happens behind closed doors in Texas politics. Listen weekly to me, your host, Luke Macias, as I break down what is actually happening in conservative politics in the Lone Star State, a state that we all love and cherish. Listen weekly wherever you listen to podcasts. This show is a product of Texas Scorecard.
I have some bad news for you. The Austin Uniparty is more interested in subsidizing corporate cronies than in listening to their constituents. Consider this. The Texas legislature is heading into the final month of the regular session, and a majority of lawmakers in the Texas House have now indicated their support for reviving a controversial corporate welfare program. For many years, Chapter 313 of the state's tax code allowed school districts to offer large property tax bill breaks to unreliable energy businesses and other out-of-state firms, including those wind farms that so famously failed Texans during the winter storm of 2021. The tax breaks came at no loss to the school district's revenue stream. Instead, the state supplemented the lost revenue to the districts from sales taxes and other state-collected revenues. Although the Chapter 313 program expired at the end of 2022, some Texas lawmakers have been looking to replace it despite criticism from the right and left. Both the Republican Party of Texas and the Democrat Party of Texas called for the abolition of the program in their respective party platforms. And yet, House Speaker Dade Phelan named reviving the corporate welfare program as one of his own top priorities. That comes in the form of House Bill 5 by Republican State Representative Todd Hunter of Corpus Christi. He's bringing the program back under a new name. Now, a majority of the members of the House, that's 76 Republicans and Democrats, have signaled their support for his bill by signing on as co-authors. The program's future in the Senate, however, is much less certain. No identical measure has been filed in the upper chamber, and senators have generally expressed concern with the structure of the 313-style programs. You can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Brandon Waltons, Emily Wilkerson, Aaron Anderson, and Sydney Henry. The Texas Minute was produced today in the 1836 studios by Luke Marshall. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.